and I come on the air, I hope that a lot of you, if you're at home or people who are shut-ins or wherever you might be, if you can, be sure to have a Bible there handy. Open it up and follow along with me, because I've said for 27 years and I will continue to say till my dying breath, don't believe me. Believe the Bible. Believe what the Word of God says, and don't accept one word you hear me saying unless you prove it to yourself. And then you'll know that your faith does not rest in what a man says. And you'll know you're not just swallowing something that some preacher or somebody in a broadcast tells you about, but that you've seen it with your own two eyes. Now, it goes back in verse 12 to show that the 10 horns, obviously 10 heads of state or 10 government leaders, which you saw, are 10 kings, verse 12. Is that to be literal by the time of the fulfillment of this prophecy? Will we see a return? I think there is reason to believe this is so. To absolute monarchies in the wake of a giant worldwide economic collapse in the United States as well as Western Europe. Will we see the emergence of military dictators in the form of the king of a nation? Remember, there are claimants or pretenders to the throne in many of those European nations, including even in Germany. There are royal remnants of families that go back to the Middle Ages that are in all of those countries, including Holland and Belgium, including, of course, France, including Spain, where we know that full well right now today, where we have a king. And we have in Norway and other nations in Scandinavia royal families sitting on at least a symbolic throne. We have the same thing in England, though there is not an absolute monarchy. I confidently believe that there will be under King Charles, as he will become in the immediate future sometime downstream here. So we may be dealing not just with a type in verse 12 of Revelation 17, but with the actuality of 10 monarchs, which would be absolute military and political rulers, which it says in verse 12, have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour, that's a very short time in biblical prophecy, with the beast. These have one mind, meaning one policy and one purpose, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, meaning the returning, conquering Christ. Now the question is, why will they? Because by the time it occurs, the vast majority of the world will have been so deceived that they will believe this returning, conquering Christ is nothing more than either some invader from outer space or some other enemy nation that has some new mystery weapons of some sort, or, more likely, they will believe it is Satan the devil and the Antichrist instead of the real Jesus Christ, and will try to resist what is happening. Now, it says that these 10 kings will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are the called and chosen and faithful. And he said unto me, the waters which you saw, in the very first verse of the 17th chapter, these waters, as I've said, are like seas of people out of which political or religious organizations emerge. The waters which you saw, where the whore sits, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the 10 horns which you saw upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. So, there is to be a great falling out between the great universal church organization that earlier welds and blends these 10 nations together. And eventually, the military dictatorships will turn upon that church and utterly destroy it, as God uses one entity to punish another entity to fulfill his purpose. Which reminds me of the old limerick. There was a young lady from Niger who smiled as she rode on a tiger. They returned from the ride with the lady inside and the smile on the face of the tiger. It's like that limerick means the old waddling madam sitting astride this mysterious, many-headed, ten-horned beast with a smile on her fat face is going to return inside the beast, because the beast will turn on the woman, meaning this false church, and utterly destroy it.